1% credit card payments, travel partnerships, and promotional bonuses on today's Mileonomics Squared podcast.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sam Simon.
And I'm Robert Dwyer.
And this is the Mileonomics Squared podcast, no annual fee edition.
If you're not subscribed to the full Mileonomics Squared podcast, you're missing out on a deeper dive into topics like the following. Sam, would you please take news item number one?
All right. News item number one. Breaking news. Hot news. Just came into our email box as we were recording here, actually. Right, Robert? 1% promotion for plastic. And this is just only for MasterCard credit cards. So you can pay any bill that you can pay with MasterCard credit cards for 1% on plastic for the next 2 weeks. It's through the end of May. There are limitations here. Go over those limitations very quickly here. The payment must be scheduled. So you need to do a recurring scheduled payment in order to see the 1% fee. And it's capped at $2,000 per payment for a maximum of 3 payments. So it's about $6,000 in credit card spend for $60, which, hey, that's pretty tough to beat from home. We go way more into plastic and everything plastic on the paid show and on our Slack channel as part of that show. Robert, are you in on this?
I am. I think this is a fantastic promotion. I think it's very widely targeted. So if you happen to have multiple accounts, it's something you can leverage even beyond the 6,000. So I think 1% is fantastic. I know a lot of people have MasterCards with maybe a retention bonus that might be a good fit for this. But in general, 1% from home is terrific. I like it. All right, news item number two. Bank of America has a heightened promotion on their Alaska personal credit card. It's 40,000 points, which is up perhaps from where it's been historically, maybe middling around in the 30s of thousands. And it comes with a $100 statement credit. The $75 annual fee is not waived the first year. It comes with a $2,000 minimum spend, but maybe most importantly, Bank of America has clamped down on churning their cards. You can't get the welcome bonus for this card if you have the card or have had the card in the preceding 24 months.
Wow.
So this is quite a change from what we're historically used to with Bank of America, but 40,000 Alaska miles could be pretty useful because those miles are uniquely powerful given their no alliance situation and the unique partnerships they've created with individual airlines and the relatively low number of miles that you need to fly with partner airlines. So check it out if you're interested in racking up some Alaska miles.
All right. We've got the first of these unique partnerships here, and that's the Hilton and Lyft partnership. And this is one of many partnerships that Lyft has. You need to link your Hilton account and your Lyft account. But in doing so, you can earn 3 Hilton points per dollar spent on Lyft. And there are a host of different ways to multiple dip this. It's not a huge game changer, I don't think. It's only 3 Hilton points. But when you stack it with some of these other things that you can stack with Lyft, and if you're already going to take Lyft rides, why not stack these things up? Another a great thing to use is Freebird. We've covered it extensively, actually, on the paid show. We haven't really gone into Freebird very much on the free show, but this should stack nicely with all of the discussion we've had with Freebird and even with Pay as well. So I like it, if not to just keep your Hilton account active because those Hilton points do expire. I don't think you're going to go out there and book Waldorf Astoria hotels based off of the rides you take on Lyft, right? All right, Robert, what have you got as far as these partnerships we're talking about this week?
All right, AA and Hyatt have paired up and they have established reciprocal earning for people who stay at Hyatt hotels. You get some AA miles and vice versa. If you fly with AA, you get some Hyatt points. And they've also introduced a status matching or a fast track to status in both directions. The simpler one and the less common one, unfortunately, is if you have AA concierge key, you get Hyatt Globalist, which is, I would say, probably the best hotel status out there, Hyatt's top status. In the other direction, things aren't quite as rosy, but they're not bad, and we have some clarity on that for the first time. Hyatt, if you're a Hyatt Globalist, you get AA Platinum for free, 3 months for free, and you get a status match. And a status match is a little tricky. Like you have to maybe fly 8,000 miles instead of 25,000 or something like that to get Platinum. Your level of status with Hyatt dictates the status that you're going to get automatically and the fast track challenge that you get. So We have links here for more information about it, including a link to activate the promotion and a link to go to your AA account after you have linked the accounts that you should be able to enroll for whatever status that you get and the status match as well. So the key timing on this one, I think, is to think of when you're going to take your next AA flight. You need to register by sometime in September in order for this to run for 3 months and to qualify for the status match. But I wouldn't do that right until the deadline or right before you're going to take your first of a few flights with AA in the next few months, because you want to maximize that window. So we talk a little bit about another angle with this on the paid show about how you might be able to leverage this even more. So, you know, a lot of times when you get a status from an airline or a hotel, it kind of pays dividends to keep on going beyond the one thing that you thought you might get. So this is nice to see. Better to have some AA status than not if you had Hyatt status and vice versa.
All right. So a little quick update here. Discover Card has announced some new 5% categories for the rest of the year. They're actually great categories. It's an upgrade to their current list. Q3, they had listed restaurants, and they've added PayPal, which is fantastic. PayPal. Yeah, you can use PayPal. There's a lot of things that we can do with that. So, and in Q4, historically, they've always had Amazon in Q4, and now they're adding Walmart.com and Target. So some competition there, but I think that's going to line up great for Christmas shopping and just end of the year. So I really like what they're doing here. Remember, with Discover Card, you have to link your account, or you have to activate your account prior to any spending. So that's a little different than some of the other programs. Make sure you go in and link your account before you do any of this. So keep an eye on Q3 and Q4 with Discover Card. Robert, what do you get there?
I've activated Q3 already. I am prepared to meet that challenge. All right, last news item is 3x fuel rewards on Visa gift cards at Stop and Shop from 517 to 523. Huge promotion, huge. I wish it was MasterCards, but I think MasterCards will come around after this. I can feel it next week, so we'll see.
They tend to chase each other. Yeah,
they do. So, you know, nice little promo. You can really erase some fees there. So always good to see what's going on at our favorite local grocery store. You couldn't possibly cover Stop and Shop. The complexity just escapes you.
It really, I mean, I feel like I could with my eyes closed now. I'm going to walk into that store and it'll be like what's that movie with Pacino where he's driving the car with Brendan Fraser? Yeah, you know, Eyes Wide Shut. No. I'm way off. Oh, man.
Yeah, yeah. that show has been mentioned here before.
That's a good question.
What is the name of that movie? Scent of a Woman.
Scent of a Woman. That's right. Yeah. You know, and he's driving that Lamborghini or whatever blind. I can walk into Stop and Shop. I'm pretty sure I'll be able to just, I'll have my slip of paper to put in the coupon thing and everything. I'll know it all. here I come.
I'm going to add into the show notes, stump the listeners with movies based on big descriptions.
Listen, don't go rent Eyes Wide Shut and expect to see Brendan Fraser and Al Pacino in a, you know, you're up for some surprises, I think, there.
So. But if you want to know what the Amon Venice is like, maybe you should.
Yes, there you go. Right? Yeah, that's what that was from. That's right. Ooh, I'm blushing over here. So,
Well, thanks for joining us this week. For a more in-depth discussion about points and miles, visit us at patreon.com/milenomics. There, you'll get a special link to listen to additional content right in your mobile podcast app or on your computer, where we speak more freely about topics like these. Our topic this week is a crash course in gift card reselling. So check that out.
All right. And as always, you can reach us on Twitter. I'm at Milenomics and Robert is at Robert Dwyer. And we'd love to hear from you. Until then, we'll see you on the site.